From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The Justice Department says it has reached a settlement with the biggest drug maker in the world, Pfizer. The company was being reviewed for a charge that it wrongly promoted prescription drugs. Investigators allege Pfizer sales staff faked medical requests in order to send doctors information about Pfizer drugs, and that included unapproved uses and dosages of drugs. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius says Pfizer is beginning to take responsibility for its actions.
This is the first time ever that a drug company has agreed to look at the risks associated with marketing on its own and develop a plan to deal with those risks. And we are going to continue to closely monitor Pfizer's performance.
Sebelius says this is the most money the taxpayers have ever recovered from a drug company in such a case. That settlement is worth more than $2 billion. Firefighters say they're getting a hand on the huge wildfire just outside Los Angeles. The Station Fire, as it's called, has consumed nearly 220 square miles. Firefighters have been able to establish a perimeter around a little less than a quarter of that. Fire Commander Mike Dietrich of the U.S. Forest Service says crews have been able to protect a mountaintop that is home to TV and cell towers, along with an historic observatory.
The Mount Wilson communication site is in good shape. We kept firefighters in there overnight. They're pre-treating with Class A foam and retardant.
They've also had help from cooler temperatures and more humidity in the air. But Dietrich warns crews still have nearly 100 miles of fire line to lay to contain the station fire. At least 32 people were killed when a magnitude 7 quake shook the main Indonesian island of Java today. Trish Anderton reports from Jakarta.
The quake struck at about 3 p.m. local time off the coast of West Java, 120 miles southeast of the capital, Jakarta. It flattened dozens of homes and buildings in the worst-hit areas, Tasikmalaya and Sukabumi, and caused a deadly landslide in the district of Cianjur. Three people were also seriously injured in a stampede as shoppers tried to escape from a mall. At least 27 people were hurt in Jakarta, where a tall building swayed for more than a minute and office workers fled to the streets. Jakarta Governor Fauzi Bowo has ordered building owners to inspect all high-rises for damage. Indonesia is prone to earthquakes due to its location on the seismically active belt called the Pacific Ring of Fire. For NPR News, I'm Trish Anderton in Jakarta.
The National Hurricane Center reports Hurricane Jimena is getting weaker. The storm is striking Mexico's Baja California. Top sustained winds are about 100 miles per hour. Now, that's a lot better than it was a few days ago when top winds were about 155 miles per hour. Thousands of people have taken shelter. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 7 points. It's at 9,300.02. The Nasdaq is up a fraction. It's currently at 1969. This is NPR. A thunderstorm over the island of Guam cut off radio contact during a spacewalk outside the International Space Station. Two astronauts were floating outside the orbiting complex when bad weather knocked out the relay station to mission control. Pat Duggins of member station WMFE reports.
There are two lines of communications during a spacewalk. One is between the astronauts and the space shuttle, and the other is between the shuttle and mission control in Houston. Astronauts Danny Olivas and Nicole Stott had just completed their primary task to disconnect a large ammonia coolant tank from the space station when mission control radioed up that their communication link was fading.
We're going to lose you guys in about a minute and a half. We've lost a Tetris, and we're going to be LOS for 30 minutes, 3-0.
We copy. We'll do what we can do. Look forward to hearing from you in 30 minutes.
TDRS is the nickname for NASA's tracking and data relay satellites, which channel radio signals to the ground. LOS is NASA jargon for loss of signal. Contact was reestablished, and the spacewalk was completed successfully. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Orlando.
An elderly man accused of killing a security guard at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. has appeared in federal court. A judge has ordered that 89-year-old James Von Brun remain in custody while he waits for his trial. Von Brun was shot himself when he allegedly pulled a gun in the museum on June 10th and killed Stephen Johns, a guard. Von Brun has been hospitalized since. Authorities in Greece suspect a leftist military group could be behind today's bombings of a government building and the Greek Stock Exchange in Athens. A woman was hurt in the explosion outside the exchange. There has been no claim of responsibility, but police say the homemade bomb is similar to those made by another terrorist group. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.